July 29, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted an invitation by radio talk show host and producer of Spiritual Awakening Radio, James Bean, for a discussion about the connection of vegetarianism to global warming and spirituality. On his blog, Gaia at http://sankmat.gaia.com, Mr. Bean, who is also a comparative religion scholar and book reviewer, shared the seven things which he believes. God is real. God is love. All the world scriptures teach about the same manifestation of God as an inner mystical light and sound. Our true identity is soul, the self. We can experience God's love during meditation and can rise above the body consciousness to explore the kingdom of the heavens within. And finally, our purpose of life is fulfilled when we are initiated into the mysteries of the Spirit by a living teacher or sent Satguru. To share the wisdom of the Masters, the richness of the world scriptures, and the diverse spiritual paths and world religions, Mr. Bean started to produce his own programs on Spiritual Awakening Radio, which is a weekly program broadcast on HealthyLife.net radio network. Founded by Linda McKenzie in 2002, HealthyLife.net was one of the first live all-good news radio stations on the internet. It initially broadcast 5 days a week, and 2 years later, HealthyLife.net has over 2 million listeners worldwide in 49 countries, broadcasting 24/7. Today, it has millions of loyal listeners in over 100 countries, reaching over 1,200 cities throughout the U.S. HealthyLife.net radio is also syndicated on many internet radio streams, private radio networks, and is available on Wi-Fi, PDAs, and smartphones. We now invite you to listen to part one of Interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio on July 29, 2008.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
It's time for Spiritual Awakening Radio. There's not just one religion, there are thousands. After years of being concerned that too few voices, too few points of view are getting heard when it comes to spiritual paths and world religions, that the radio airwaves were not reflecting the diversity that really exists, I started producing my own programs, exploring the world of spirituality, comparative religion, websites and books, bringing to the airwaves the gentle voices of saints, the wisdom of masters or mystics, world scriptures, sacred texts, the great spiritual traditions and classics of the East and the West. My name is James Bean. Welcome to Spiritual Awakening Radio. James Bean, SpiritualAwakeningRadio.com. This week, my very special guest is Supreme Master Ching Hai, author of the new book, The Noble Wilds, published by Love Ocean Creative and available everywhere through all of your regular channels, bookstores, Amazon, and so on. Master Ching Hai was born in a well-off family in Vietnam, the daughter of a highly reputed naturopath. She was brought up as Catholic and learned the basics of Buddhism from her grandmother. As a young child, she showed a precocious interest in philosophical and religious teachings, as well as an uncommonly compassionate attitude towards all living beings. At the age of 18, Master Ching Hai moved to England to study, and then later to France and eventually Germany, where she worked for the Red Cross and married a German scientist. After 2 years of happy marriage, with the consent of her husband, she left her marriage in pursuit of enlightenment, thus fulfilling an ideal which had been with her since her childhood. At that time, she was studying various meditation practices and spiritual disciplines under the guidance of spiritual teachers and masters. This week my guest is Supreme Master Ching Hai, author of the new book, The Noble Wilds, on this week's Spiritual Awakening Radio.
Thank you, and greeting to you, and love to you and Los Angeles. Thank you for having us here.
Thanks for joining us today on Spiritual Awakening Radio. Before I begin my questions, I just want to mention that a number of years ago, I submitted an article in the Supreme Master Ching Hai News, the magazine, called Lost Books of the Bible. And that was published. Of course, the publication goes out in 11 languages. And for a couple of years, I was getting letters in my mailbox from people in Malaysia and Spain and in different languages because they read the article in Spanish or various languages. So that was amazing to have that article published in the magazine and have people from all over the world write letters. It's a popular subject, I guess, the lost books of the Bible, those other books that might talk about reincarnation or more of a mystical Christianity, you might say, from the past.
The article was good.
Yeah, well, that's a topic I've studied and have talked about before, the mystical or light and sound teachings found in those other Gospels, Dead Sea Scrolls, all those lost books.
So you are so familiar with these subjects, and your writing must have helped a lot of people to understand more about the real nature of the gospel.
Yes, you know, a lot of people are interested in spirituality and, of course, come from Christian background. And so when some collection of the sayings of Jesus gets unearthed, or Mary Magdalene, they're very curious, and some of those books are very spiritual.
Yes, yes. Yes, I'm sure they are.
I have your new book called The Noble Wilds. What is your intent behind writing the book?
Well, Mr. Bean, The Noble Wilds was written with the intention to let people know that all beings are equal, and animals are our good co-inhabitants, and that they are as good as humans are, or in some cases, a little nobler. No matter if they are domestic pets or wild animals, they live the life that God intended for all beings to live, with the affection, family ties, noble sacrifice, love, peace, and wisdom. And I just also want to let people know that nowadays there are many Dr. Dolittle still in our world. It's not just the children fairy tales. We have the names listed on SupremeMasterTV.com for anyone who's interested in communicating with animals. And the book Noble Wilds is written to speak out for some of the wild species, to represent all the animals, in letting humans know the animals' true identity, their nobility and insight, in the hope to bridge the gap between humans and our animals' neighbors, co-inhabitants, so that we can all live in harmony and love, the ways we always want to.
Yeah, a lot of great images in the book, in nature. A lot of beautiful photography went into that book.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you like it. I try my best. I'm not professional, I just do it out of love. I did it mostly all by myself, you know, except now and again I have a little assistant, you know, here and there when I need them to carry more food than usual. Otherwise, I did it all by myself. I'm really glad you like it.
Yes, harmony with nature, nature all around. That's a very peaceful, it creates tranquility, good for meditation to have nature all around.
You are right, you're right. You have experience, that's why you know it. You should live more in nature, it's good for us. But how many of us have this, you know, luxury, I mean, for all the time? I don't always have that luxury, but whenever I can, I profit the natural love and caress. The wind from the tree, the ripples on the lake, the birds, the singing, the frogs, that orchestrating all night and all these beautiful, loving animals' friends.
Can you share with us the importance of a vegetarian diet? As I understand it, you teach vegetarian philosophy, and so that would be good to go into about the need for vegetarianism.
Yes. As you know, right now, the most important aspect about vegetarianism is that we could save lives, not the lives of the animals that will not be slaughtered for meat only, but to save our planet. Because according to all UN and scientific evidences and researches, a meat diet is the main cause of global warming, pollution of our air, water shortage, land waste, deforestation, dead zones in the ocean, world hunger, and, you know, consequently war as well. So I'm just give a quick rundown of the detrimental effects of a meat diet. Meat diet use 74% of soy and 36% of grain. And right now people worry that due to biofuel, we make the world food shortage, but it's not true. So it is meat diet that really caused the shortage of food. We have 862 million hungry people in 2008. And the grain that we feed the livestock alone is enough for 2 billion people. Now, concerning water, one serving of beef is 1,200 gallons. One serving of chicken, 330 gallons, and one complete vegan meal, including tofu, rice, vegetables, etc., is only 98 gallons. So you see, now everybody was talking a lot about food shortage and water shortage. The main cause is, again, livestock raising. That is not included in the contamination of most world bodies of water and related usages. Now, about financial costs even, you know, this is just a quick rundown for your listeners. The health costs for related illness only in the United States alone, $120 to $150 billion U.S. dollar per year. It's a lot of money, don't you think?
Yes, indeed.
And that's according to the research of University of Pennsylvania and Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and also Dr. Colin Campbell of Cornell University. And you know, it's not just about all this sickness and water and food shortage. It breeds war, because when people are hungry and insecure about food and famine everywhere, they might just do anything. And that's why we have war. And it costs $192 billion U.S. dollar per year for the United States alone on war. That is according to U.S. Congressional Research of Center for Arms Control and Non-Proliferation. Regardless who pays, it is a waste of national resources and finance, which could be used for more beneficial cause, for nobler causes. So I think a vegetarian diet, it is not for religious people alone, it is truly necessary for us to survive.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion U.S. dollars for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming. plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
We can't afford it. We have limited resources, and so all of these inefficient practices, that cost too much, you know, at some point we'll just go broke.
Yeah, you're right. You know it all. It's correct there, what you said. We cannot afford it forever like this. We have to stop the meat consumption. We have to stop the meat in order to even survive. We don't talk about religious moral obligation or even compassion, nothing yet. In order to save ourselves, we must be vegetarian. A vegetarian diet is a non-violence in the highest sense, and a vegetarian diet is a love in action. Don't you think?
Yes, if you love animals, why eat them?
Yeah, everybody say we love animals, but how? Yes. And a vegetarian diet will stop 80% of global warming, stop all the cruelty beginning on our plate, generating loving, kind energy around the world, stop water shortage and water pollution, stop food shortages, stop war, hunger and war, prevent deadly diseases, save enormous tax and medical bills to build a better world and support new useful inventions and good people's organization. The list go on and on. We all want to have a peaceful world, and we all talk about how we want peace and love. Well, I think we should start it now, and let peace begins on our plate. Let love begin with our choice. That's what I think. The benefit of vegetarian diet cannot be overstated, and now there is a spiritual aspect also. When a person partakes in a direct or indirect killing of any sentient beings, be it human or animals, he or she enters the cycle of revenge and violence. And it will only end when one stops doing it. Hence, we have to love our enemy, because only love and forgiveness will have the power to break the negative effect of hatred and vengeance. But all masters and enlightened saints in the past have already talked about it. I myself have talked for years also about it. And now, maybe I would just mention the scientific fact that meat-eating causes so much suffering, not just for animals, but for us humans who consume it as well. If anyone would care to log on to the SupremeMasterTV.com or watch the Supreme Master Television, they will have all the proven facts about the poisonous quality of animal diet. Maybe people will understand better with this info. We have it all concentrated. We have it all collected in like a scroll, a list, and it's all free of charge. All the things from Supreme Master Television is all free of charge, including all the advertisement. So people can always download what they want and inform themselves and then decide for themselves.
Yes, we were compassionate with the animals. We're being compassionate upon ourselves because we avoid the fat, the cholesterol, and in a sense, by eating animals, the animals have the last word eventually because of medical disease related issues from eating meat. So when we're nice to animals, we're being nice to ourselves, our bodies.
Right, right. We have summarized, you know, some of the most deadly disease caused by meat diet, and if we don't stop it, we just continue working forever in order just to pay medical bills and damaging ourselves. This is no sense, is it? It's no sense to poison ourselves and then work very hard to buy the poison and cook the poison, eat the poison, and have to go to the doctor, undergo untold suffering also, operation, x-ray, whatever, recovering, and then pay for it as well. It seems to me senseless, the meat diet. Also, because, as you said, we have compassion for animals. That also means compassion for us. Actually, we don't even need all these scientific facts, but it helps. Otherwise, whatever we do, it comes back to us. As we sow, so shall we reap. The Bible said that. Thank you, Mr. Bean.
Vegetarianism in Religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Katanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. they will be awakening their own great compassionate loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Ahimsa, or nonviolence, is a lifestyle. What do you recommend to encourage people to put into practice, ahimsa, or nonviolence, in thought, word, and deed?
Yes, I do. I do encourage that all the time. And as you say, it should be a lifestyle, but we are getting in there. Thanks to people like you, spread the news and informing your listeners.
Yes, a very ancient teaching from not only the East, but also the West. Love your neighbor as yourself, nonviolence in thought, word, and deed. I like the Eastern approach, where there's greater emphasis on the thinking and what is being said before the action, that all actions spring from our thoughts, our beliefs, and that's the root cause of all of our actions.
Since a time immemorial, nonviolence is always emphasized as a way of life, as a way we should live if we really want heaven on earth. I hope sooner all people will realize this, and we will have truly Eden again.
I'm sort of getting encouraged these days that these kind of ideas are getting more popular. As ice caps melt, I think more and more people kind of realize that we do affect the planet with our actions, our lifestyle choices, and diet. I think that I'm sensing more receptivity these days to positive change, going in a spiritual direction.
That's right. That's right, Mr. Beach. That's right. I see that change also coming more and more now. Thank God.
Just in time.
Yeah, I hope. I hope it is a high time. It could be quicker, but we shall be patient, won't we?
Better late than never, as they say.
Yeah, it's true.
Share with us about your activities. You teach meditation practice, the Kuan Yin method of meditation. Give us a sense of your message or teachings about meditation and a spiritual way of life.
Yes, gladly. We are a simple group, but right now we have a global Supreme Master television because of the urgency of the climate change. So we pour our resource and energy into it just to try to inform people, hoping that we can save the planet on time. And we even have a website also if people cannot watch TV where they are, because if they don't have a satellite dish, although we are a global and we have 14 satellite platforms which broadcast around the world in six continents. So we have also suprememastertv.com, so people can watch it on internet. And we report updates on Earth crisis and constructive programs. We also feature international shows of culture and of diverse faiths in the world, different religions, and what they say, and so on. And we introduce heroes, both men and animals, and inspiring personages and good leadership around the world. We also offer seminars around the globe, sharing solutions to curb global warming. And we have group meditation many times weekly in our worldwide centers. And we also disseminate noble life choices to awaken humans' inherent greatness. We also physically and financially help the world's brothers and sisters in time of need, such as disaster and famine sometimes around the world.
This week's edition of Spiritual Awakening Radio, a phone interview, part one of my conversation with Supreme Master Ching Hai about the need for vegetarian diet for the increasing popularity of vegetarian diet and vegan diet to affect health on a personal as well as planetary level. I began the interview earlier by mentioning an article that was published in the Supreme Master Qinghai News several years back, an article of mine, which I submitted called The Lost Books of the Bible. The Supreme Master Qinghai News was published in 11 languages at the time, probably more now. And so I was getting letters after it was published. I was getting letters in my mailbox every day, and not only in English, but also other languages, because people would read my article in Spanish or in Chinese and would reply in those languages. They saw my article in their own native language and so thought I spoke that language, read that language. So I would get some interesting letters from faraway places in a variety of languages. And even when I couldn't understand what was being said, I would see the term Lost Books of the Bible in the letter, so I knew exactly what they were writing about. So that was a neat experience to have one of my articles originally published in Maine in a publication, a holistic journal called Maine Wellbeing, and then I submitted it to the Supreme Master Qinghai News, and of course I've used it on the radio program Spiritual Awakening numerous times over the years, updating it with the latest information. Well, on next week's program, hear part two of my phone conversation with Supreme Master Qinghai, talking about the Kuan Yin method of meditation, essentially inner light and sound meditation, vegetarian diet, ahimsa values, and other topics, various books she has authored over the years. My email address is james@spiritualawakeningradio.com if you have any questions or comments. james@spiritualawakeningradio.com is my email address, and my website you can visit anytime, www.spiritualawakeningradio.com. For Spiritual Awakening, I'm James Bean. See you next week.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your earth-loving presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part two of Interview with Supreme Master Qinghai by James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Golden Age Technology, coming up next after Noteworthy News. We wish you a joyous weekend filled with God's loving grace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.